This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was growing up, I never thought that we would be having these types of fights where you had to put something on your face and you would have schools mandating that you had something over your breathing, right, orifices, and you would have governors trying to fight for people's freedom to breathe and school boards fighting to protect their teachers. And I just never even thought that this would even be a fight. In fact, when I was in medical school, I would have never predicted this to be a fight where people would be wearing half-assed face coverings and those would be actually required under the guise of preventing transmission of disease when I knew, gosh darn well, you had to have appropriate PPE in order to do that. But here we are today with this back and forth, and it's going to still persist when it comes to masks and kids and protection. In fact, a study came out, some experts have come out talking about plastic shields. And they say plastic shields and barriers for COVID-19 precaution not likely helping. This comes from New York Times. Lindsay Marr, professor of civil and environmental engineering at Virginia Tech, likened the phenomenon to cigarette smoke. She says one way to think about plastic barriers is they are good for blocking things like spitballs, but ineffective for things like cigarette smoke. The smoke simply drifts around them. So she said if you have a forest of barriers in a classroom, it's going to interfere with proper ventilation of that room. Everybody's aerosols are going to be trapped and stuck there and building up, and they will end up spreading beyond your own desk. So experts are saying these desk shields are unlikely to offer protection and may instead actually disrupt the ventilation in the rooms, making these dead zones where you have these virus particles in concentration. So, these plastic barriers that people spend a whole bunch of money on, and many of us in the medical field are like, really? You know, we're kind of tapping on them. We're like, really? I mean, look at what happened to Kamala Harris, Pence, vice presidential debate. There was a plastic barrier between the two, about 6 feet tall. And what did the fly do? The fly looked at COVID and said, you know what? You stay back because of the plastic barrier. I'm going to jump over and I'm going to land on Pence's head. So a fly learned how to get around that little baby plastic barrier. We're assuming the COVID just sat there and said, oh, this barrier was not going to stop. So it's asinine, it's ridiculous, but I do like the idea of there being a spray guard because people do spray it when they say it. I do. So it's nice to have that sort of protection, but you do want to make sure you don't have people in an enclosed space where they're just breathing, you know, their own particles or somebody else's particles that's making it to them. So the Supreme Court of Texas has rejected Governor Abbott's bid to stop mandates. We're going to be spending a little bit more time on that. But this back and forth with governors and, the mandates or not, I mean, you guys know how I feel about mandates. I don't think anybody should be forced. If a child wants to wear a mask, let them wear a mask. If we know that N95 respirator full-on PPE is going to protect the teacher because that child has Ebola or this disease that we don't have a vaccine for that could get the teacher, you know, we might have a different conversation. But if the teacher is vaccinated and these halfway things that these kids are wearing that are dirty are not, are coming off and on the face, and this isn't an N95 respirator, I mean, do we really have to mandate it? You know, masks could be in school. If you want masks in school, that's great. Just you can't force a kid to put something over their nose and mouth. Well, so parents keep bringing up the study. And we spoke about it last summer. About a year ago, there was a study published in the British Medical Journal, the BMJ, talking about the risks of masks in young kids. And this isn't something that was written by a, you know, Republican Trump supporter. This was an editorial. And they talked about how there could be issues. Contamination could be, they say, reducing virus contamination using face masks remains a hot topic. There is no direct evidence from studies on COVID-19 and in healthy people on the effectiveness of universal masking of healthy people in a community to prevent infection with respiratory viruses. They say contamination of the upper respiratory tract by viruses and bacteria on the outside of medical face masks has been detected at several hospitals. They've also shown moist masks can be a breeding ground for antibiotic-resistant bacteria and fungi. And I showed you guys that because I swabbed a mask that was worn for 1 hour. It was dirty. And that was just 1 hour of a mask. They say a family with two children and two parents who go to work, also the money, the cost. A family of two children with two parents who go to work by public transport and do their shopping will consume 20 face masks a day. Now, even though face masks are a low-cost measure, people aren't doing it right. If you're going to use a mask like this, these masks are supposed to be changed out with every patient. And when I see a patient, I'm supposed to throw this out after every patient. So that means after every 15 minutes. So I should be going through four an hour in an 8 hour day, 32, see that 32 masks. Most of you guys have been wearing the same one for 32 months. Okay, well, 32, well, 3 months, let's say. That's not, so there's been a lot of discussions on the psychological effects. In fact, this paper here, it asks about the psychological, biological, and immunological risk to children wearing masks. And they argue for less one-sided focus on face masking, paying more attention to the healthy lifestyle and psychological well-being. So than rather, you know, people when it comes to kids, because there was a recent study talking about anxiety and depression, it is psychologically stressful with a kid having something on their face. So we do need to revisit that, and we will in the next segment, on what could be the risks and how really should we approach masks and infectious disease every year with kids. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness, using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So let's get some definitions straight. There's anti-maskers, and then there are those that are pro-mask, but anti-mask mandates. I'm not here to be in the defense of any governor or public official, but if somebody is not wanting there to be a mandate and force a child to have something on their face, that people want to lump them into an anti-masker, anti-vaxxer, Trump supporter. No, somebody that doesn't want a mandate could be a Democrat, could be a Republican, could be an independent. So I don't think it's has to be, again, politically labeled. And I, fine, you want to wear the masks, I'll support our public health officials when they suggest to wear a mask. However, you know, mandating is a whole nother science. And so a mandate to a kid is a lot different than to an adult. And I know people on Facebook are like, why are these grown-ups crybabies? Why are they whining? Just wear the mask. Not a big deal. Okay, with us adults, we're going to be psychologically fine. Some of us, we do get a little anxious with the mask. Some people don't breathe well. Some people getting acne. Some people feel stifled. I don't like the way it feels when I'm on a plane. I notice I don't breathe as well on a plane. But you know what? I get over it. I get over it. With a kid, a mandate, much different. Much, much different. So there's a lot of people that I don't think understand the psychology of a child. So with children, we teach them at a very early age right from wrong. Now there's a whole spectrum of things. Right is letting your mama sleep. If your mama sleeps, you don't jump on the bed and bug her. If you want to climb into mama's bed, you climb in quietly and you sleep. Okay? Right? There's a right and a wrong. With religion, we'll teach him about religion. We'll teach him, you know, no, you don't poke sticks at the dog. That's wrong. And we as parents, even though there's been a lot of debate on the best way to parent, we do early on kind of have more of a kind of a black and white, very, very strict right or wrong sort of definitions about things. Because we learn early on when kids are younger that they're, when you give them a spectrum of things, they get confused. As they get older, you could start to add those additional messages. Say, well, look, it is okay in this instance. Like, for example, years ago when my children were kids, there were bad people dressing up as police officers kidnapping kids. So in our family, you know, a cop was who you went to for safety. And now all of a sudden, we're being told that in our neck of the woods, there would be people in cop cars, pretend cop cars, standing outside, or maybe not even by a cop car, making it look like it was, acting like a police officer. And then we had to tell our kids, but don't go to a police officer unless you have to. So then we had to start adding some rules because we didn't know if these people pretending to be, we just didn't know who would be pretending to be a police officer. And the average police officer really doesn't tell a kid, come over here. I mean, unless, of course, you're doing something wrong. So we told our kids, you just go straight to the teacher. There's a police officer, go straight to the teacher. Always be near the teacher, you know, if it's recess or whatever, and then let the teacher bring you over to the police officer. Well, luckily, that got solved. I don't think we had any more abductions from people dressed as police officers. But it was very challenging as a parent to start to add corollaries to rules. So when a kid does learn right and wrong, you don't touch fire. You know, you don't hit your brother. You don't. These are things that are absolute. With a child, they also have instinct. So not only can mommy and daddy come up with something, you know, like, what was it, Water Boy? You know, this is the devil, this is the devil. You know, yeah, parents could kind of brainwash their kids, but kids also have the instinctive drive. So kids also know right from wrong. They know that you can't put a pillow over your face or put a bag over your face for that long because it doesn't feel good. It makes you feel sick. So a child will choose instinct over, most of the time, a smart child will choose instinct over brainwashing. Because there's only so much they could do. So if a child starts to get uncomfortable with a mask, but it's under the mandate, they start to become psychologically conflicted. If they're like, but this doesn't feel right, it bugs me, I'm having trouble breathing, it doesn't, I can't see you, I can't express myself. Yet it's a mandate, and they could get in trouble in school, and there's all these authoritative figures. There could be some psychological discongruity. Now, there was an additional report, not only by the BMJ, that talked about the dirt on the masks and the self-contamination and, you know, issues of psychological. In fact, actually, they said there was a study that came out about claustrophobia, increased heart rate, nausea, dizziness, headaches with face masks. Face masking can provoke increase in stress hormones, have a negative impact on immune resilience in the long term. And in terms of connections with pupils and teachers, there's a lot of socio-psychological stress because the brain undergoes through a lot of hormonal changes and signals and behavior, and not being able to express yourself through your mask, sadly, can lead to, you know, I'm not being understood. If you look at the child, if you look at the Erickson developmental stages, children in certain stages need to be heard. They need to be identified. And many times with the masks, kids can't, you know, be identified. So in Ireland, I don't think they're doing kids' masks because they've had a study. They, in Ireland's Department of Health, they said they won't require masks in schools because they may exacerbate anxiety or breathing difficulty for some students. They say some children compensate for such difficulties by breathing through their mouths. Chronic and prolonged mouth breathing can alter facial development. It's well documented, they state, this according to the Wall Street Journal, that children who mouth breathe because adenoids block their nasal airways can develop mouth deformity and elongated face. They also talk about the psychological harm of widespread masking. Facial expressions are integral to human connection, particularly young children. They're learning how to signal fear, confusion, happiness. So when you cover a child's face or their teacher, the nonverbal forms of communication can result in robotic and emotionless interactions, anxiety, and depression. So these kids trying to learn phonetic, you know, and you know, psychological development and literal and it's sociological development, you know, the masks were only supposed to be temporary. And I supported mask use. I wasn't a fan of it, but I was supporting the voluntary use of masks, and I will still support the voluntary use of masks for anybody who wants them. But once you mandate and you keep the mandate going for months on end, all right, these children have nobody to speak in their defense. Their parents are, but the parents are being called whack jobs. So then we go to the doctors. People are coming to me saying, can you please help and talk to our public officials? So listen, you know, I understand that this is a barrier. If I sneeze, not a lot of droplets will get through. Am I throwing it out 2 seconds after I sneeze? The average person isn't. I understand that for a child, something like this being on their face isn't probably a long-term good idea. But I also understand that this COVID virus is one scary, weird virus. Pediatric hospitalizations are up. I don't want kids getting COVID. I don't want kids getting flu. I don't want kids getting pneumonia. I don't want kids getting meningitis. I don't want kids getting this polio-like illness that was affecting people over the last few years. So I don't want kids to get anything. The only thing is I also don't want kids in a bubble. So kids need to know that they are a part of the conversation, especially depending on the age. That's why I will support masks in school, but not as a mandate. If parents, the doctor, you know, clergy, teacher, come together in a consensus saying, look, you know, we think this might help. Do you want to try it out? But once you bust a kid and get them in trouble and make them fearful, when you give one child a mandate, they're so fixated on that that why they aren't learning their math. They aren't learning anything. You know, they're supposed to be getting in trouble for pulling somebody's pigtails or getting the wrong answer. They're not supposed to be getting in trouble for something on their face. So, unfortunately, I think it's a huge distraction. 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is facing criticism for his execution of the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan and subsequent Taliban takeover of the country. Ohio Republican Congressman Brad Winstrup believes the United States' reputation as a global power has been significantly hurt.
We have let down NATO. We have let down the good people of Afghanistan. You know, we need to reestablish our moral reputation and our strength throughout the world.
New research suggests the Moderna vaccine might be linked to a high risk of heart inflammation in young adults. The FDA and CDC are taking a closer look at new data from Canada. It indicates a risk of an extremely rare heart condition called myocarditis might be higher than previously thought for young adults who receive the Moderna vaccine. You're listening to USA Radio News. Some state governors are stepping up to take in Afghan refugees who are fleeing their country to escape the Taliban regime. One of those governors is Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds, who's defending her decision on Fox News.
Part of the deal with being employed by the U.S. military is that they have the opportunity to go through the SIV process, the special immigrant visa process. And so we need to uphold our end of the bargain that we made to them when they agreed to work with our men and women who are fighting on our behalf.
Governor Reynolds claims that at least 94 Iraqi or Afghan special immigrant visa recipients have been resettled in her state since 2017. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Henri is expected to reach hurricane strength on Saturday when it arrives in the Northeast. Hurricane and storm surge watches have been issued for much of the region. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Doc Adali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so, you know, when it comes to the vaccines, overall, we've been giving out millions. I think at least over 60% have gotten two shots. I think we have even higher numbers, I think even reported than that, but every other report comes out with a different number. So we've given out millions upon millions of shots. And as a result, we're able to learn more about the shots. Ideally, it would have been great if these had been studied for 20 years prior. But listen, we have the science from 30 years ago. But in terms of the vaccine, it had to be done pretty new. People were being in the hospital, dying of COVID. So I support what the Trump and Biden administration did to get our vaccine rollout out. But we knew there were going to be some side effects. And one such side effect was a possible link to myocarditis. Now, this myocarditis link that was brought up a few months back was noticed a little bit more often in younger individuals, especially men, who were under the age of 30. And myocarditis and pericarditis are inflammations of the heart muscle itself or around the heart. Myo is muscle, peri is around the heart. And nobody died from the myocarditis or the pericarditis, but obviously it scared the bejingles out of people, especially guys. And in fact, I think in Europe, they had made the suggestion to not work out for a week after your second shot, just to play it safe. And so now Canada is looking at their data, and they're finding that the risk might even be higher than we thought, and higher for one of the vaccines. So the vaccines in question are the mRNA vaccines, the Pfizer and the Moderna. We aren't, I don't believe, seeing increased myocarditis cases in the Johnson & Johnson shot. We were with the Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca shot seeing some blood clot issues. But in terms of the myocarditis and pericarditis, that seemed to be more of a rare risk associated with the mRNA vaccines. But we still didn't have a lot of data. And the reason why is we didn't start vaccinating young people till the spring. So if we vaccinated young people like in April, May, then we probably wouldn't see that effect until later in the summer. So here we are in August. Yeah, we're probably starting to see more and more data. So we're being told now that Canada is starting to kind of hone in on some of their data, share it with the U.S., and now the U.S. is going to be investigating more of these myocarditis links associated with the Moderna vaccine. So health officials are investigating the new data. This is according to the Washington Post. The Canadian data suggests there might be a 2.5 times higher risk of this rare condition in younger adults than previously thought. The review was focused on Canadian data that suggests a higher risk from the shot, more so than the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine. Now, the Washington Post report quoted a source saying it was still too early for regulators to reach a conclusion and that additional work was needed before any recommendation was made. They said, while we won't comment on internal meetings or discussions, we can say that FDA is absolutely committed to reviewing data as it becomes available to us. So this possible review comes a couple days after the U.S. officials had said they want booster doses given to Americans starting September 20th. So with the boosters, I know there's been a lot of kind of confusion because the boosters aren't really available for another 31 days. And people are like, okay, well, then why aren't they given out now? Why did they announce it now? Then announce it in 30 days. Why now? Most of us can't get it anyway because it hasn't been 8 months since our second shot. Remember, there's a lot going on with Afghanistan. I think the White House wanted to, throw a kernel out there of some good news with COVID to kind of distract us a little bit and, you know, keep things a little bit more positive. But yeah, boosters aren't going to be available for another month, and that's going to be once only for those who it's been 8 months, you know, since their second shot. So those young people that got the shot in April, they can't think about their booster until December, January. Okay? So then what do we do with this, right? Well, it's, again, it's a smaller risk. You know, I have two boys, and they got the Pfizer vaccine. And so their vaccine, because of travel and all that, got spread out a couple weeks. So it wasn't necessarily given the 1-2 punch with the 3-week intervals. It was given out a little bit more spread out, but they still got it within the time frame that they were supposed to. And knock on wood, no heart effects. And, you know, as a mom and as a doctor, I'm pro-vaccine, but I still pray. In fact, I still pray every night that, you know, there's nobody's getting COVID, nobody's getting a reaction from the vaccine. And that's just how I do. That's how I roll. But what I do suggest is when they do investigate, right, these vaccines, I know that the government has a couple roles to play. One is to keep the public health safe, but two is to also keep public health fear down. And so even though the FDA had added the myocarditis, pericarditis, heart inflammation risks to the FDA risk profile fact sheet, there really wasn't a lot of, let's say, you know, suggestions. Like, at least in the European Union, they're like, maybe hold off working out for a week. Now, mind you, I don't want random stuff. I don't want somebody saying, mom, you dance out in the rain in your underwear. We can't be doing random, you know, sort of things. But I would like that as part of the investigation. Are we seeing this because we're doing these 1-2 punches 3-4 weeks apart? Maybe the shots need to be spread out by a month or two. Maybe younger individuals need less, you know, of a dose. Maybe rather than 2 shots, they need 3. I'm not saying, this is just random. And if you're like, oh, now I'm not going to do 3 shots. But, you know, these are things that I think might maybe, I don't want to say solve the problem, but minimize some of the risks. If they could figure out why the vaccine is inflaming the heart, be honest, be transparent about that, there might be some very simple fixes. Now, it seems simple to you or I, but it's not simple to the government because they have to follow the study. If the study we looked at shots given 3 weeks apart for Pfizer and 4 weeks apart for Moderna, then, you know, they really have to give recommendations based on the study. But this is interesting. If the Moderna vaccine might be causing more myocarditis than Pfizer, and Moderna is given a week later than the Pfizer, it might not as be related to the 1-2 punch and the shots given too close together. It might be then more related to the ingredients. So they need to figure that out. And if it is an ingredient, ask Moderna, can they leave that ingredient out? You know, it's not just about the mRNA and the little lipoprotein. There's all sorts of other substrates in this. So I think one has sucrose, and we talked about the PEG. So maybe there's something else that's causing that, and we've spoken about that. So just to recap, signs and symptoms of myocarditis or pericarditis would be chest pain, would be shortness of breath. Sometimes you could have palpitations, you could have fatigue, you could have leg edema, you could have fever, body aches, dizziness, vomiting, diarrhea, back pain. And myocarditis can happen with just regular illness. COVID can cause myocarditis. We see one in every 100 to 200,000 kids get this as it is. But if they are seeing a higher risk with the vaccine, these are things you want to watch out for. If at all you have any sort of, you know, of these, you know, chest pain, shortness of breath, edema, fatigue, fever, body aches, talk to your doctor. I know a lot of doctors have been schooled on regular side effects, which can include fever and body aches. But the chest pain, the overall fatigue, what I would do is if you don't think a health professional will listen to you, just say, look, can you review with me the signs of myocarditis? Because I want to make sure this is not just a simple vaccine achiness, that, you know, I want to make sure I'm not having something more serious. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL.
Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Joe Biden is giving a speech right now about Afghanistan, and he is going to be providing an update on evacuation efforts from Kabul, where the Taliban seized power this week. I think it took them 10 days to seize power of most of the provincial capitals in Afghanistan. He's going to speak in the East Room. He had on Monday defended his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan, even though many people might have agreed with the decision to eventually withdraw troops.
the way it was done has left a lot of head scratching. We have 28,500 troops in South Korea. If they ever get withdrawn, I'm not sure what North Korea would do, and if they are going to learn from this and make sure that they don't withdraw troops from South Korea as haphazardly and chaotic. Also, I would hope that you get Americans out first before you do any withdrawal. So Biden's remarks are supposed to be happening now. We'll let you know if there's anything breaking. In an interview with ABC News, Biden said the idea that somehow there's a way to have gotten out without chaos ensuing, he said, I don't know how that happens. The president also said in that interview that U.S. troops would remain in Afghanistan until all American citizens were out, even if it means staying past the previous August 31st deadline. So he did meet with the national security team in the Situation Room to discuss the situation in Afghanistan. And they have been evacuating people. I think the White House said as of last night, 9,000 people have been evacuated, including 3,000 on Thursday alone. But currently the scene is very, very scary. And we have the Taliban that is blocking a lot of the roads to the airport, preventing people from making it there. And so if the Taliban was really playing ball, then you would think that they would be like, oh, go ahead. I mean, go home. Let people go to the airport. Let people just be in Afghanistan as, you know, and just be. It's not happening like that. And in fact, when a Taliban does approach people, they approach it, barrel out, gun towards their faces. So how many Americans are in Afghanistan? We don't know. And again, remember, it's a big country. People were there working. People were there not just for the government. They were there for other reasons, family, other, you know, work interests. So we still don't know how many people are stranded. So even if an American isn't in Kabul, there could be in another province. Afghanistan is a big, big country. And Americans, now that the Taliban took over so quickly without warning, they should have had the option to leave. And when the government says, oh, come on, we weren't expecting it to happen like this, then that's also a huge miscalculation. I mean, telling Americans, look, we're going to pull out. You good? Yeah, we good. Yeah, the Afghan people here are super nice. The Afghan military are great. I'm not worried about the Taliban. And you shouldn't be. The Taliban said they're going to be nice. There's some misinformation. So my guess is we have a lot of Americans trapped in their houses, trapped in multiple cities that can't, not to mention, you know, other of our NATO allies that can't even begin to fathom how to get to the one airport for evacuation. So it's an absolute cluster. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, sadly, we have politicians running things. You can't be a politician right now. What would I do? Again, I'm not president. I don't think I'd be a very good president because I don't think I'd be very, very popular. I'd be like, all right, we need to clear. I would probably bring back our troops. I would comb the area. I would get special forces. I would work with other nations because I'm sure the nations are going to be. If I was president, we wouldn't be in this situation right now. But I would probably work. I'd get Israel. Man, I would get the special forces from Israel on the case. And I'm like, all right, we need to do this. We would back the Taliban into a corner, hold them at bay so we could clear everybody out, keep them at bay, even if we have to go door to door. I would probably still be cussing under my breath that we were in this situation to begin with. And then once I felt we got everybody out, and I mean, we would have a mass campaign of any family member, anybody saying that there's somebody there to do. We'd have to also, anybody we do get out, screen them and do security checks on them, because you could be sure there's going to be pretend Taliban, or not pretend Taliban, but pretend refugees who are being the Taliban. And then once we know, you know, it's like holding the Red Sea waters. Once I know that we have everybody out there that needs to be out, then we back off and, all right, Taliban, here's your country. I don't know if they're going to do that. I don't even know if it's that possible. It's just, again, very confusing why military left, but the people stayed. Doesn't make a lot of sense. Unless they really were under the false pretense that the Taliban was going to do nothing.
And then what kind of intelligence was that? So, according to the White House, they say the president has committed, we will get every American who wants to get out of Afghanistan. And we are working to move as many of our allies who helped us, who stood by us, who helped their servicemen and women get out as possible. Now, this is coming from, sorry about this. This is coming from White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield. So, every American who wants to get out of Afghanistan. So, how do they know if you want to get out or not, if you're trapped? Are they looking at intent to leave? Anybody that's, you know, getting through the streets to get to the airport? I mean, what if the cell phone towers are dead? What if it's a mess. Pressed further by CNN on whether the administration was prepared to leave some people behind in Afghanistan, Bedingfield responded, "We are doing everything we can to get as many people out who want to get out before the August 31st deadline. That is the sole focus of the President of the United States and his team right now. They are doing everything operational within their capacity to get out." Why is there a deadline? Why is there an August 31st deadline? Okay, the deadline's done. All right, there's a war zone now. You have people that could be taken as hostages. There's no deadline. What's supposed to happen August 31st? These deadlines are, you know, are little sound bites for the media. They're headlines. We got out by August. No. There's no deadline now. All right, you could have people trapped for months or years now in this country. There shouldn't even be a deadline. I get somebody's going to want a deadline, how quickly you're going to get somebody. But right now, I don't even want to hear the word deadline. It is right now, it's full court press getting everybody out. Now, there were reports that U.S. flights out of Kabul had stalled for several hours. The U.S. European Command confirmed to Politico that it was supporting the evacuation mission through a variety of means, including logistics and accommodations to house personnel and our pilots flying evacuees to Ramstein Air Base in Germany. I would also like to hear from the president what's going to happen to the refugees coming to America. Where are they going? We're hearing there's multiple spots in the United States where they will go. What are we doing for them? Are we screening them for COVID? Are they getting COVID vaccines? Are we giving them jobs? What are we doing now? There are thousands of people that are waiting in other countries to come to America. Would like to know what the plan is for that. So Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby said in a news briefing Thursday that there has been no decision to change the deadline and conceded that an extension for the timetable for evacuations would need tacit approval from the Taliban in the form of a new agreement between U.S. officials and commanders of the militant group. No. Okay, you guys let the Taliban have control that they should have never had. So maintain control. This is a mess. I pray for people that are still out there. And I don't even care about the politics. Just get people out right now. The blame game can happen later. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.